With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Murder charges are filed in the shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl celebration.
Missouri prosecutors say two men have been charged with murder in last week's shooting that killed one person and injured 22 others after the Chiefs Super Bowl parade. Both adults are charged with second-degree murder and other charges. They've been hospitalized since the shooting. Two juveniles were detained last week on gun-related and resisting arrest charges. Police have said a dispute among several people led to the shooting, which happened even as 800 police officers patrolled the celebration. I'm Norman Hall.
More details coming out about the 25-year-old student who's accused of killing two people at CU Colorado Springs. Police say Nicholas Trayvon Jordan was roommates with one of the victims, 24-year-old Samuel Knopp. He and 26-year-old Celia Montgomery were found shot to death in a dorm room last week. Also at SRNnews.com, Senator Tom Cotton says the U.S. has no business supporting a U.S. resolution calling on Israel to stop its planned invasion of Rafah.
Israel was the target of a heinous attack on October 7th, the worst massacre of Jews since World War II. And if anything, the United States should be going to the U.N. Security Council proposing resolutions demanding that Hamas immediately release all of its hostages, to include multiple American citizens.
Senator Cotton was interviewed by Salem Radio Network. President Biden's brother will take questions from lawmakers as part of the impeachment inquiry into the president. James Biden is scheduled to sit down for a deposition with members of the Republican-led House Oversight Committee on Wednesday. The interview is likely to focus on two loans President Biden made to his brother, as well as other business deals that James Biden secured alongside his nephew Hunter, who is scheduled to testify on February 28th. This is SRN News. Well, Americans are asked where morality comes from.
The specific question asked by the Pew Research Center reads, is it possible to be moral without believing in God? 73% of the general population says, yes, you can deny the Almighty and still be moral. 58% of evangelical Protestants agree, while black Protestants are split about 50-50. As you might imagine, atheists and agnostics are the most likely to say God is not essential for morality, 97 and 98% respectively. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Former President Trump is addressing transgenderism on the campaign trail, speaking to a rally in South Carolina. Mr. Trump vowed to cut funding for any school that promotes transgender ideology. And then he added, quote, I can't even believe I have to say it, but I will keep men out of women's sports, end quote. This is SRN News. Julian Assange's lawyers have opened a final UK legal challenge to prevent the WikiLeaks founder from being sent back to the US.
They argue that American authorities are seeking to punish him for exposing serious criminal acts by the US state. Outside the High Court in London, Assange's supporters crowded together chanting for his release. Assange's attorneys are asking judges to grant a new appeal, his last legal roll of the dice in Britain. Assange has been fighting extradition for more than a decade, including 7 years in self-exile in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, and the last 5 years in the high-security prison on the outskirts of the British capital. Karen Shamas, London.
Stanley facing legal troubles. A new class action lawsuit claims the cup company did not disclose the use or presence of lead in its products. Pro-Hamas protesters once again shutting down traffic in San Francisco, locking themselves down to a table blocking an intersection. More details at SRNnews.com.